Are you there, Ion? You should be unmuted.
We're the host now, Bob.
For some reason, let me just check this. What do I got to do? Unlock, security unlocked? Yeah, like
we're the host now, Bob. You gave your host away, Bob. Sorry. Call Bill.
How'd they do that? I wasn't even on the board.
He started up some comments. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna mute. Oh yeah, that seems to, no, it doesn't say the mute check marks don't say, Bill. It's totally open. You got Sean in London, Renee and Robert Hensley can now all together talk to Ion while I'm giggles. Okay, no problem. What do you guys want? Yeah.
This is so fun. You got Bill pissing 5 seconds after we started off. This is a great night, Bob. You did good.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, the arrows. Oh, sorry.
Well, I knew it was something like that, yeah.
You don't have it, Carol? The little bar at the bottom wasn't all the way to the right, and I was looking under hope. Sorry. So it's over here.
Make this big.
No. Okay, I'm going to mute this person, mute that person. That person. And let's let Gene. Gene never comes in early. Go ahead, Gene. Begin your interrogation inquisition of Ion.
She's going to ask about icing on a king cake.
You could
come on, Gene.
Send that in the goober snatcher if you want. The recipe.
Yum.
Do not ask Ion fucking questions.
Caster sugar. Use caster sugar for your colors.
Yeah. Use what kind of sugar?
Caster sugar.
Caster.
Yep.
Are you going to begin like this, Gene? Are you going to start off with a food talk?
I brought it up. I had to be polite.
No, you don't,
no,
have, to
you don't have to be polite. You had to listen to 45 minutes of dweebles follow, but they don't wobble, but they don't fall down. You had to listen to all that crap, honey. You can say anything you want to.
Yeah.
I had a great time rocking out to Dweezil Ion, and I enjoyed talking to Thomas, too.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Something transitional. A little something transitional, bringing y'all up to snuff in the real world. Now, we're going to get up, Bob, some Little Boozy, too. Little Boozy's good,
yeah,
and
okay.
Young Jeezy.
Nice.
Don't forget Young Jeezy.
Yeah.
And some Fetty Wap. That'd be nice. Fetty Wap.
You got those, Bob. Now, Ion.
Yep.
You told us. You told us. Look at what
we
saw.
We told you.
You told us and told us. And here we saw it all in the news this week. It just cracked me up. You told us all about Deutsche Bank. And what did Deutsche Bank go and do this week?
Dun, dun, dun.
What did it do?
So Deutsche Bank admitted and settled with a bunch of... I don't know, people in Europe and the United States, and they admitted to price fixing silver and gold. They said the metals markets, so there could be more markets that they admitted to price fixing. They signed an agreement where they're going to share more information that will nail other banks in the same offense. Is this the beginning of Deutsche Bank going down, Ion?
Timber.
No. That's in Fourth Reich. That's the Nazis, man. Nobody topples them. They won World
true.
War
Two,
and they intend
true.
To maintain
yeah,
that status.
Yeah.
Until Bob
and
got
hold,
here. Oh, well, it's
hold,
okay
and,
now.
And
Bob's here,
part,
so they are quivering.
And the best part is they hold a lot of Vladimir Putin's money checks, so that's all good.
That was
in Nevada. Sorry, that was in Nevada. Never mind. That was all in Nevada. That was offshore accounts in Nevada.
Offshore accounts in Nevada, the state of Nevada in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Russians are holding money checks.
Yeah.
That
in offshore accounts, which are in offshore in Nevada.
In Nevada.
Well, it's the best place in the world to hide it. That's why the IRS didn't say anything about it, because they got the damn money. You're hiding your money. Well, it ain't your money. You're hiding the money. So they got the money. They got the money.
Who else is hiding offshore accounts in
Nevada? We didn't say.
All right, well, let's get back to Deutsche Bank. Russia will be impacted, but was Russia price fixing the market?
No, they won't. No, they won't. Russia will not even notice. That's common business.
No big deal. So
Deutsche Bank.
Deutsche Bank is admitting this, and it's out there in the press now. Is that a ruse? Is that some sort of a fake media press release in order to, because there's something else going on behind the scenes, like Bob thinks they're not going to.
Well, it was only $21 trillion derivative casino.
Right. Only
21 trillion euros.
That's kind of a lot, isn't it?
I don't know. Ask Bob.
Is that a lot of money, Bob?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
No. That about three bottles of RNA drops and a half a quart of Lafferty's ice cream.
That's correct.
Okay, so now do you want to name some more banks that Deutsche Bank is going to share information about? Because you said Deutsche Bank was only the beginning of the banks falling.
Well, once John steps down, then it'll sort of move a little bit. Because see that bumps into the Barclays. But remember, we said it was okay. Bob, we don't out Andrew, do we? We just gonna leave that alone.
Which Andrew? Andrew Crystal, Andrew Kramer, which
no,
Andrew?
At Barclays, the one at, your buddy at Barclays.
No. He's a loyal listener, loyal.
He's loyal. We can't do it. Okay, so Barclays is troublesome. They've only been in business 325 years.
I know. So that's why it's pretty amazing if we're watching them fall like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. 1-888-7108-756.
What's that?
The number.
1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. It's an 11-digit number.
Yeah, and you do know why 6 was afraid of 7.
Something about 8 them.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9.
Should
and
I put some commas in
you know
that
why 4? Yeah, you don't have to, just spaces. Then you know why 5 was afraid of 6? Wouldn't have anything to do with him?
I don't know that one.
Because 5 was a registered 6 offender.
That's kind of bad. Why is 54369 stick in my head? There's something about that number that's a big deal to me.
Yes.
Is it useful to share information with me about that right now?
No.
Okay, now, Ion, you told us, and you told us, and
told
you told us.
We told you.
The oil companies are declaring bankruptcy, and that's what you
what?
Said.
Why?
Oh,
no.
Yes.
They can't. Oh, my stars. Lord, suffering kids. You can't believe. You mean to tell us that we told you that the Earl business was going to go at Earl, and there was going to be no Earl, and the Earl was going to be the Earl, the Duke of Earl. You mean the Gazprom from Ford, that the Duke of Earl was going to be Ergo?
You told us.
Vaya con Dios, honey. Remember
now,
Freddie Fender before the next teardrop falls.
Now, the article I read said that they're expecting gas prices to increase again. And that there wouldn't be
any... Oh, wait. Well, we told you that, too. You know what we told you?
Yeah.
We told you that everybody had shorts, because we told them how low oil the world was going to go. So everybody bought shorts, so it's going to fuck up some commas if they left it, because all those people would make all that money going down to your $17 a barrel oil, remember?
Yeah.
So they all put in shorts. So now they got to raise the price to kill all them contracts.
Yes.
So Bob can make him some money, Bob can give him some money. Bob, get him some money, We got to get 100,000 and 100,000, 1,000,000 and 1,000,000. We got to get Bob some money checks so he can do what he wants to do. Because we got to get Bob right. Mm-hmm.
Bob can't be in the gas business. He's in everything else.
No. The shorts. The shorts. You know, the pennies. Shorts.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you short, because that's, yeah.
Right.
You'll know
See, so,
what it is,
but
short.
So they had to bring it, the price has to go back up to kill all them contracts. So, honey, Bob likes everybody. He'll sleep with boys or girls. He's pitching or catching. It don't bother Bob. He's not a discriminator. He likes them all. Mm-hmm. That's our
you
Bob.
You told me a long time ago that that cat was going to bounce four times.
Yes, that's right. You remember well.
So, how many times? So, is this what?
We told you.
Is this the second time? The third time? Second time.
No. This would be the first bounce, wouldn't it?
This is the first bounce.
Isn't it?
Now, Ion, I watched a movie a while ago, and I don't remember the title of it.
And I don't remember what it was about, and I don't remember looking at it, and I don't
remember
what it saw. I don't know.
I do want to remember what it was about. It was about, and I think it was like in the 80s. It was made in the 80s, and it was about this energy mogul. And there was a shortage of energy. They were running out of oil, and he was the last man on the planet that had access to oil. And everybody was starving and everybody was freezing because there was an energy shortage. And he had these two research scientists that were working for him, and they discovered free energy. They were working on free energy. But this mogul, this energy mogul, was going to fix it so that it looked like the free energy didn't work. And the research scientists found out about it, and they circumvented his evil, dastardly plan. And then in the middle of the arena, when he was going to announce and show the free energy device, but then he was going to make it not work in front of the thousands of people that were watching, the research scientists ended up circumventing him and made it work. And it sure reminded me a lot about Bob talking about implementing free energy. And Bob has said, you know, it's people got to want it. It's got to get bad enough where people are begging for it. And that movie reminded me of it. Do you know the name of that movie?
We do.
What's the name of that movie?
We're not doing that. We told you.
Well, what do you think about that?
We think it's a glib, cliched archetype.
And there's nothing to pull from that that might give us some fun in anticipating our future that doesn't exist.
time keeps on slipping into the future.
It does. We're kind of watching something like that play out. Right?
Hey, Gene, look at the TV series Occupied from Norway. I just finished it last night, 10 episodes. It's all about releasing Coldplay. OCCUPIED, Occupied.
Okay.
And it was performed in the fall of 2015 on TV around here. And you go to primewire.ag and you can see it. Under
Excellent.
TV shows, just put in Occupied. You can watch so this next week, you can binge on it. And it's probably more appropriate to what we're dealing with.
Great. Thanks, Bob.
Okay?
Yep.
All right.
We can move on for
Anything
now. Thanks for
ask?
My in-floor heat, Ion. It happened in a week's time. Thanks for my in-floor heat.
Okay.
You're in for heat. What's that?
2 weeks ago, we talked about my remodel project, Bob. And
And what happened?
I was talking about flooring, and I told everybody that what I really wanted was in-floor heat, but I didn't think I was going to be able to get it. And Ion and Carolyn teased me and said, wear
flippers.
A hat and put on socks.
And
last week, as they were doing the demolishing of the place I'm remodeling, for a number of reasons, we decided to break up all the cement. And suddenly, I'm getting the in-floor heat I want.
Yay! Get rid
Yay.
Of that damn concrete. We're so thrilled. That's beautiful.
That's just thrilling.
So he didn't do the sock solution.
No, I don't know. I don't need to wear a hat all winter in Wisconsin, Bob. I'm going to have my info
all right, okay.
on.
All right. Thank you very much, Gene. Next is Katie from Lynchburg, Virginia. Go ahead, Katie. Hope you have some questions.
Jack Daniels. Hallelujah. Jack Daniels had the distillery. And guess what else? And they got Jerry Fartwell. Jerry Fartwell there in Liberty Heritage, USA.
Yeah, Jerry's dead. It's just son is.
No, he's
here,
not.
No.
It's just his son. His son.
So, I had questions about Jesus.
Furry Lent. Furry Lent wasn't such a bad guy.
I don't know Furry Lent.
Yeah, that's Larry. That's Larry Flint originally.
Mm.
Larry Flint, and I changed it to Furry Lent, a little play, screenplay I laid out in 1984. And then it became all the holy offices, Garrett Dean, Zappa, McLuhan, Herbert Armstrong, LaRouge, Peter, Finnegan's Wake, all Furry Lent.
Orifices, Bob, not offices.
Holy
orifices,
orifices. That's right. And there are little pieces of lint on the clothing of America that the beast could just... kick off.
Larry Flint would sue your damn ass if he used his name, so it became Furry Lint.
Yeah. Go ahead, Furry Lint. Who's forgotten Furry Lint? They've all been forgotten, except for Payday.
See, we told you he's going back to heebie-jeebies. Told you he's going back to heebie-jeebies. Yep. We told you.
Katie. So, Katie, get your topic
after, going. When any of the Jesuses, the three, after the crucifixion and the resurrection, was there an emphasis on the ascension then?
See, you had to get the set point. You got to go all the way back. You got to put the King of the Jews on a jackass. That's called Palm Sunday. You got the palm branches. They're fanning this big king. He's riding a damn jackass down through the middle of town. It's like the funniest thing ever. The King of the Jews. What you going to do? But that's not what it's about. The ascension was about getting the carbon. The carbon is out of the palm branches. Palms of victory. Palms of glory. Crowns of victory he shall wear. So the palm branches, you got to save them. Remember, that's what, do you know Ash Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay,
they burn the palm branches from the prior year and rub them on your forehead.
Right, and let them dry, because that does stuff. And that's special, because it smears it on your meat sack body. That's after you've had Fat Tuesday and you got drunk on your ass. Then you have 40 days till Easter. And if when Jesus jumped out of the tomb on Easter morning, he jumped out of the tomb, and if he saw his shadow, guess what? 6 more weeks of winter.
And then on the third day, he ascended.
No, he started his trip on the Emmaus Road. His ascension was not complete yet. Took a minute. Just like y'all, some of y'all slow goers. Y'all are not fast nutters. You're slow nutters. Have another nutter butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
When Jesus got on the Emmaus Road because his ascension wasn't complete,
right?
Was he saying at that time that we could ascend too, or was he the only one who was going to do it at that time? The only person who was going to ascend?
Crazy question. Ask it a different way.
Was Jesus the first person to ascend?
No.
Tell me the name of another person who ascended before Jesus, please.
A lot of them. Methuselah, Solomon, David, Ezekiel. Turn off the sky, Bob. The echo is terrible.
Hey, Ion, if you say they're ascended, does that mean they didn't die? They didn't transition? Didn't go to the guff?
Sometimes.
Not always. Okay, not always.
Not always.
What I'm trying to figure out is, when did Jesus' story change from being one about ascension to one about forgiveness?
No, that was those fucking upper room goofballs did all that shit. Nobody said that. Nobody was about that. There wasn't even any of that. That's about trying to make Jesus not be a pedophile, because he'd be a registered sex offender, because there wasn't but 5 holy orifices. and they couldn't have it. So they had to straighten out that mess, and that's what they did.
So the crucifixion never had anything to do with forgiveness. It wasn't
no,
a blood sacrifice.
No, but it did represent. It was never a blood sacrifice. It was not. The thing that intinction, when you have your communion, this is my body. Mm-hmm. Eat this, and it, you take the body inside of you. This is my blood. Take my blood, of the blood of Christ. It was shed for you and for many. That's to show you that your blood has to change. That's to show you that you're ascending, you're changing, you're becoming. It's a representation of it. That's what intinction means. We wish the same for all of you. That's to remind you of your ascension.
Then what does consubstantial mean?
No, transubstantial.
Well, now the Catholic Church says consubstantial.
Well, they're fucked up. I mean, they're fucking kids and messing up shit. You can't listen to those ridiculous, inappropriate people. For Pete's sake, next thing they'll be telling you that they got the codex. And everybody knows that's in Bob's library. He doesn't know that anymore because it's dirty, but it's in Bob's library. So, you know, there you go. No problem.
So you were saying something about transubstantiation.
Yes, it's right up there with the expatriation. Y'all so funny. So, you're so funny. We make the jokes and y'all are funny. Isn't that great? We like it. Bob, she's getting to the good part. She better do something. We're going to spill it, Bob. We're going to spill it. We don't care. We're going to say it.
Hey, that's okay. It's Easter. It's okay. It's Easter.
Easter's over.
Easter's gone. It's over.
Okay, don't do it then.
This meal is
terminated. She just blew it. She had to fucking go to who, what, where. No, Bob, you're wrong. It's not Easter. And then she blew it. Okay, cover it up. That'll teach
you. We told you.
Did I get close to something and now he's not going to tell me, Bob?
What'd you say?
Here he comes. Here.
Oh, yeah, you got real close. Katie, you got to the key. You're so close. Another 2,000 years before you get that up to it again.
2,000 years.
That's right.
Let's rewind. So,
we got tissues for your tears of joy. That's what you can do. Carolyn, you can make little wipes so they can wipe their stains away. And the little man death wipes. Make little death, like, you know, they have fresh ones and those things. You can make dead wipes for the dead. That's nice for the dead people.
Yeah.
Make little wiping cloths for the
and
dead.
Then
that's
they'll
good.
Have a little audio clip when you take out a wipe. It'll go, wah, wah.
That's it. And on the byline, what if you had somebody say, two tears in a bucket, motherfuck it. It'd be great. You'll see on a lot of those. That'd be very good.
So ask again, Katie, and you'll get
in the upper room, you were talking about the intinction and how the blood needs to change. Was there literally something that the disciples ate that started their ascension or started their blood changing?
Yes,
was it really part of it? Did they drink his blood literally, or was it wine?
Yes. No.
They really
when they could, hold on. Stop it. What really happened is it started with Bob's buddy, that wonderful Roman guard who was standing there, who still roams this earth. He shoved the spear. Remember the spear? The spear of destiny,
yeah.
Bob. Bob and his spear of destiny. That's in Bob's garage and Bob's library, too. But don't tell him because he gets upset. He gets a little anxious sometimes, so don't let him upset. Anyway, then what happened? They had that, and they pierced the side of Christ. They pierced him. They poked him with the spear of destiny. And guess what happened? First, what came out was water. It was pericardium fluid. Some would say living water, because from a god that is living water in your pericardium. And then after that, then the blood came, the blood that gave it strength from day to day to day, that will never, no, never, no, never lose its power.
So when they pierced him, did they tap him? Is that what they were doing, is tapping to get that pericardial fluid and then the blood out to drink it? It wasn't really to wound him?
No. It was to kill him. They were trying to kill a god. They had to kill him. Haven't you been watching the originals?
No.
Why?
I never heard of it till now.
We told you.
I didn't listen. So tell me now.
Well, you have immortals, and you have vampires, and you have werewolves, and this is, represents those in and out, back and forth change. And sometimes you can have hybrids. So you have gods, and you have humans, and then you have what they call hybrids. You know, like Priuses. Not like sissies. We're not talking about sissies, because sissies are aight. They're aight, but they're different. Sissies are different. They're aight, but it's not about that. This is about the connection, see. So, okay, that's what that's about.
So they decide to kill him, and then they drank that pericardial fluid and blood.
No, it was just a representation of the living water. These are clues to get you back to God. Sugar love, the only thing we're trying to do is to get you back to God. And if we do that, we can go to the beach and eat ice cream till we throw up. It'll be great.
When Jesus had the Last Supper and he took the cup and gave it to his disciples.
He broke the bread, he blessed it, and he broke it. Guess what he broke? That's what Bob calls bread of living water, which is a kind of silly way to say it, but we can't trump Bob. Oh, speaking of Trump, he's doing very well. But
was it bread that Jesus broke, or was it something else?
Was it
a loaf of bread?
It was the bread of life.
Comprised of what? What was in it?
You had to get Bob to take, because he told us he'd kill us dead as a sack of hammers if we told it again. We've only told you about 99 times, but
before I said one, then I noticed it. No more.
Three and a half years. We told everybody to be damn still, and now Bob's caught it, so we can't say nothing else. But you probably have some. There'll be some available soon. We're hoping to get it out before the yeasty stuff starts.
Dr. D. There's Dr. D.
Dr. D. In the house. That's good.
What was you just said, Katie? You said something. I want to make note of it. It's not the same.
There's a show, Bob, that they gave you.
No, I got this. Well, what Jesus had, the bread of living water, is not our bread of life. We've got a better version, wouldn't you say, Ion?
Yes. But once you get it in you can take a scared destiny and poke you on the side and bust your pericardium and check that water, and you can prove that it's living water then. That'd be great. You can prove your point finally, Bob. You can prove something. You can stab them in the heart, and then you'll prove it. It'll be good.
So then
you can have extra cadavers you can play with.
So when he said, do this in remembrance of me, and then all of the churches started having communion with loaves of bread and wine.
To remind you to come back to God. That's because of Sam Cook. He cared enough to give the very best. Bob's going to get mad if we're talking smack again. Y'all get Bob up.
Yeah, keep going, Katie. You're on a roll. Keep going.
You get us in trouble, and it's terrible, because we don't like getting in trouble.
But
Bob, he's mean. Bob's mean.
Anyway.
He talks to us, but he's mean as shit. Yeah, Bob is tough. He's just awful.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle. Let her speak.
See?
So Jesus could have conversation. He had the bread of living water and could have ascended without going to the cross.
No. The cross is to mark the chromosome with the rings and the arms. The cross that you wear around your neck. Life is but a stage. They're all representations so that you can see to remind you how to come back to God. That's all of that is, y'all. That's all, y'all.
So Jesus was nailed to the cross to get us to look at the cross and know about
Because
14.
So they nailed him to the cross so Katy Perry's music would go to the top of the chart, right up there with Casey Kasem, America in Top 40. Because, see, it's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or it's no maybe. That's right. So they did that so Katy Perry's music would go well. That's why Jesus was crucified. It was because of Katy Perry.
And it took three Jesuses to do this.
Well, actually, there were six, but three is all you note. The others just kind of went on their way. They're in Malibu.
When did this whole nonsense of forgiveness come into the story?
We have no idea. What are you talking about? Is there something about forgiveness? We don't know forgiveness. What about it?
Many people on this planet think that Jesus paid a blood sacrifice for all of our sins so that our sins could be forgiven.
Ooh.
And there's very
yuck. What the hell are you talking about? What? Listen to what you're saying. Have you been listening to Reverend Stang again? Good Lord,
no,
suffering kids. Bob, what is she talking about? Listen to what you're saying. We have no idea what you're talking about on this forgiveness. You're giving something in advance. Okay, we did. You're a God. We gave you that in advance. You got it in advance. Okay, you got that. But what is this forgiving business you're talking about?
I just wondered when the emphasis of Jesus shifted from ascension to forgiveness. Was that like a trick to get us to forget that we're God?
We still don't know it as a moniker, let alone a trick. Mm-hmm. There was Cheap Trick. That was a good band, Cheap Trick. Obviously,
Jesus
like
Jesus died for our sins, Ion. Jesus died for our sins. That's a forgiveness pact.
Yeah. No, it wasn't for your sins. It was to show you. It was so you could ascend, so you could see what it's like. Because he died.
Yeah,
so
but they didn't have a working definition of ascension back then, so they called it other things.
But they did. They did. They said he died so that you could have everlasting life. That's what they said.
Ah, right. Yeah, but again, they couldn't imagine that. How can you imagine that?
And we already had it. Jesus is trying to get attention.
Yeah. The spoiled brat.
And sometimes.
So, and that proves why it wasn't about Jesus. It was really about Bob. That's why it proves it. Right.
So on Easter, when Christians say to each other,
no, that's Bob says. Yeah, that's the bread of life.
This part of the bread of life is rising because of the leaven
changes? Yeah. Well, we don't know about the brief proclivity of brevity, but maybe.
There's a difference between resurrection and ascension, then.
Yeah. Resurrection is when you want a nut twice in a night.
And you get a second heart on it.
Second erection, yes. That's a resurrection, yes. But be careful of privacy. That's an erection lasting more than 6 hours.
Then you have to call your doctor.
No, call everybody you know. If you've got an erection that lasts that long, call everybody. Should be thoroughly enjoyed.
But there's a difference between Jesus' resurrection and the ascension.
Yeah, see how this works about the same and everybody got it so far. Just a dilator, not quite an insect, but a vasodilator that allows the blood to flow. No, it's okay. But don't jump off a really tall building if you're on that drug, because you might bounce when you hit the ground. Or you'll be loved up. Bob, you got to make a note now. This is where Ion compares Cialis to resurrections and jumping off buildings to the ascension. Good.
A resurrection. See Alice jumping off buildings.
You know, it's not to see Alice, it's Cialis.
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 Okay.
Cialis, right, Carol?
Bob, just look at your bottle. It's spelled on your bottle. Just get your bottle.
Yeah, I know.
Nah. That was fun. Okay. Now. Okay, and now let's see. What else do we want to talk about? Ascension, fingernails. Now, fingernails was when they come, said, come in here and get clawed, and they come and scratch his eyes out. They said, come in here and get clawed, and they got clawed, and they scratched their eyes out. That's what happened. Clawed was a rough dude.
Like Jerry Falwell's Christians that are here in Lynchburg that I live around. They say that when Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead, they'll be taken
up to the air.
Oh,
so, no, but he comes again, that's a resurrection. He's come once, and he wants to come again. He'll come again. That's exactly what they're talking about.
All right.
That's what they're saying. They're saying he's going to nut, and he's going to re-nut. Nut and re-nut.
Okay.
When Jesus comes again, he's going to come so hard, he's going to split the eastern sky when he comes. She'll be riding 6 white slaves when she comes. Yes, Lord.
When people are taken up in the air when Jesus returns.
We did the airs. We did the airs. No, no, the airs. That's Bob Teller about this stuff. This is
that's chapter 23, supplement B in the Book of Revelation series, and it's spelled A-E-T-H-Y-R, air.
Very good. Bob just learned that.
I just haven't looked that up yesterday. No, really, I just learned it yesterday. All right, make me look good. You know that I learned.
It's good. He does.
The case of Walter Lippmann.
He's
the original media expose by Lyndon LaRouche.
He's the representation of, if you look up Manipian Phatic, there's Bob right there.
Yeah. I coined that phrase, Manipian Phatic. That's the Jerry Springer show. But most information over the last 30 years is Manipian Phatic.
Including Jack Cerfatti.
Oh, yes. Jack is a physicist extraordinaire, formulator, mathematical throwback. Mathematical.
Pickle Mickle. He's a Pickle Mickle.
Oh, he's Pickle. He's related to Pickle.
Yeah. Mickle.
Next point. They said you're on a roll, Kate.
Somewhere, I don't know if it was Edgar Cayce or somewhere, that when Jesus body
Brandon Thoreau.
Broken on the cross, that one of his atoms went into every single other person's body. So, like, that's how we have...
That like a gangbang or an orgy? That's probably one of them orgies. Them's rough, them orgies. And so Adam went into every single one of them? That's a lot of people to go into. Did he just go in them, or
I'm
did
you
he nut in them or something? Oh, no.
Peter Brandon, I'm in you. You named an album, I'm in you.
Bahram you.
Fine country.
Bahram.
We don't have an atom of God in us.
Well, is it in your TT or in your bum? This atom that's supposed to be coming in you.
I think it's in your heart.
Boy, he's a healthy boy if he can reach all the way to there, huh? How's he get through the gallbladder? That gallbladder's pretty little. I mean, Bob says it has to have a needle. That's called needle penis syndrome, a needle penis to go through the gallbladder.
Right.
And I don't think he can go backward through the gallbladder either, too.
No.
They might be trying to sell you something there, darling, so better watch that.
So were they having sex in the upper room?
Apparently, we don't have a clue. You're telling us. We don't know. You said Adam nutted in every single body. You said Adam was in everybody. You said a part of him was in everybody.
No,
that's how you do that.
There. I just said that.
So we just quote what you said.
I didn't say that.
You said he was a stranger and he took him in. He took him in.
I didn't say that, but I am asking you that. Were they having sex?
That's so fun. Pretty fun.
Or were they just having bread and wine?
And cheese.
Sex?
Oh, as much as they could.
So, yes, they were.
Well, of course.
Okay, Katie, I just want to take a break for a second here. There's this guy, Corey.
Yeah.
And he writes a little while ago, I don't know if he's listening or what now, I'm writing back in for my questions answers from week before last, and I want to know for my pollen allergies, would breaking off an elm tree branch and bringing it home and covering myself with the pollen build a tolerance rather than me getting butt naked in public and rolling around in it, as you say?
Well, but both are apply, but you still be butt naked, just don't have to be in public. Yeah, that's fine. Any way you can get it. Any loving's good loving. Just take what you can get.
And then he says, also, I have a dog allergy. Would a similar technique work for this?
Don't let the dog love you. Dogs and cats. Hey, be careful of that dog. If you lick that dog, he will bite you. Don't lick that dog.
And then he says, one of my main desires in life is to play music in a band and perform around the country. Do you see any opportunities in the future regarding this for me?
if you do it naked, rolling around in pollen while a dog is fucking you, I'm sure that you will sell tickets galore.
Ah, there it is. That is true. Very good answer. I understand the modern society of manipulative communion.
It works. And you'll sell tickets. Boy, it'll be a really big shoe.
You got that, Corey? Don't specialize in the guitar. Make it a multimedia, global theater. Orgasm.
Do a zithar. Do a zithar. That's what you are.
Zika baby? Zithar? What's he saying?
Zithar.
Zithar.
Oh, zithar.
And Corey, remember, zithar. Nothing ION says medically is approved by the FDA.
Right. We have not evaluated. We didn't make it for you. It isn't about you. It's about Bob. It wasn't for your pleasure, for your benefit. Did you have it or not have it? Matter of fact, it was hidden conceitedly for millions of years away from everybody so that no one can get it. Bob, his ungrateful self, was hoarding it all for himself completely, in tandem, totally. And he wrangled around the desert for 40 years.
10,000 years, I kept the secret.
No. This is just when you were roaming around trying to pretend to be God. This is after you got, after he got arrested for, he was taking over the identity theft. He took over Ophanel Hobeb's identity. He took him, he got him on the Freedom of Information Act, said that he did it. He took over his position. So after he took over, after he took him, had identity theft. He had LifeLock. Ophanel had LifeLock, but it wasn't no good. Bob got right through that right quick. So once he got past that, then he moved in, roamed around the desert for 40 years, figured out that it wasn't all that in a bag of chips, and then decided to bring it on home, which is what's happening now.
Back to you, Katie.
Was Jesus really tempted in the desert by the devil?
No.
Did that really happen?
No.
Where did that story come from?
That's where they were trying to develop the cellophane purgatory. They were trying to make a cellar, because the next thing you know, you had to be baptized. Well, why do you have to be baptized? So your soul could be reformed. And then on and on and on and on. So they have to make up this storyline to build the storyline. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. If you don't have a bitch, a bicycle, and two witches, you got no storyline to build from.
Why were they trying to build the story up? To make us all forget that we're God?
To sell fucking books.
To sell Bibles?
Yeah.
To make us more linear?
Gutenberg, gluten free. It says gluten-free Gutenberg galaxy.
So none of that's true. Jesus wasn't tempted to turn the stone into bread and get all, you know, take all those.
Well, he saw what happened to Moses when he struck the rock twice. And the water came out. They fucked up all kind of commas in. He knew that. He sat there and watched King David not take the shoe bread off the altar because it wasn't for him. He wasn't even qualified to have it. So, yeah, there's a little primer going on with what you do and don't do. Yeah, try that out and see how it goes for you.
So all this stuff with priests not being able to marry and have sex and all that, why does the Catholic Church do all that?
They're not. You do realize there's about 4 or maybe 5 Catholics left on the earth. You got that right.
I mean, I don't really know. There are only 5 Catholics left on the earth.
Exactly. She couldn't use birth control because they had to make more little Catholics. Now, since the Zika got it going on, you can even have birth control, Catholic birth control now. And that's not that new birth control pill. You know what the name of that new birth control pill is?
No.
No acetol.
No acetol?
Yeah, no acetol.
That makes sense. So all the churches, starting with the one that Peter made, and on you will be my rock, and on you I will build my church. It was all a bunch of stuff, bullshit, to keep us from knowing that we're God.
Yeah, this is
that
the one before
Peter's
the cross, before the... Before, that's right, Peter Beater. Before the cock crows 3 times, you'll deny me 3 times tonight. Boy, yeah, now that's who you want leading the choir. That's who you want leading the choir. That's who you want running shit. The one who's going to deny you 3 times before the cock crows.
Were they trying to hog it all for themselves?
No, they were just trying to get you back to God.
They were trying to get us back to God even back then?
everything written, everything recorded, everything history is nothing other than a reminder, a gentle reminder. Bob, don't forget to take your pills. Bob, don't forget to take your pills. Bob, don't forget to take your pills. That's all it is. Bob, don't forget
to
take your pills.
All culture is a reminder of getting back to Bob. From Beethoven's 11th to Zappa's Big Me Twilight to Brooks Benton and
Opus,
Donna Washington. Baby, you've got what it takes.
Opus.
All the
Opus
things.
80. Opus 80.
Jesus and His Deniers. So how you doing, Katie? You've really done a nice run. And you got one more thing?
Thing
or you want to take a break to get something else?
We'd hope for so much more, but it was good. It was good. So let's talk about your bathtub.
You want to talk about my bathtub?
Yes.
All right. Tell me what you want to tell me about my bathtub. I'd love to hear it.
Do you have any questions about your bathtub?
I don't have a bathtub. I never take a bath at home.
Well, that's the point. That's the point. You should have a bathtub.
I take a whirlpool at the Y.
I know, but get a bathtub. Can you put Himalayan salt in that tub?
I can if I put my bathtub at home if we get it fixed.
Good. Get it fixed and put salt in your water. Dr. Dean said so. We didn't say that. Dr. Dean said so.
I need to sit in a salty bath?
Yes.
Can you tell me why?
You should.
Well, since you're talking about something personal, I'm going to ask one more personal question.
Yeah, we love that. We love that.
Well,
it makes us hot.
Okay.
It really makes us hot. Go ahead. It's good. We like you.
Okay. So I seem to be in menopause, but it doesn't seem like a menopause because I haven't had any problem at all. And I don't feel like I'm... So is
you
my womb just closing or what's going on with my...
Yes and yes.
So is it a typical menopause, or is it a menopause, like an ascending menopause, womb-closing type of situation?
Yes and yes.
Okay. Because I don't feel like I'm getting old and sick and turning into a crone. It almost feels like a second adolescence.
That's right. Very good.
Okay. Okay.
You got the
upper
hand.
I'm
done. That's the point of being a god.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
See?
All right, someone else can talk. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome, darling. It's great
tonight.
Fun. It's great fun. It's
yeah,
great fun. Hang around. We'll nut later.
Okay.
Hey, Katie, did you ever take the RNA drops?
Yes, I'm on them. Yes, of course.
She's on them, of course.
Well, that would stop. That would keep your... That would... Stop your menopause, right, Carol? We've had before.
No, but I...
He doesn't even know what he's talking about. It's so...
Yeah, what is it? Which one are we trying to stop? We're trying to start it or
stop it? Stop.
Menopause.
We don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It
would make it easy.
I've had no...
Yeah, but you're not having one, Carol.
Menopause is just
a
construct anyway.
Yeah, and most people get bitchy and fat, and I've gotten skinny and feel fantastic.
Yeah,
right. and
yeah, that makes me
good.
Now, Ian, would you say the RNA drops had an effect on her, Carol? Ian?
Yes, the RNA drops made her weight loose in her midsection.
Yes, it did.
All right.
We know. We told them, but they didn't believe us. But we told them. No, Carolyn did. Actually, Carolyn did. She did. She said, okay. She said, okay. And then all of a sudden it's starting, and now they're catching up to it. So it's working. Good.
Fantastic.
And what
I love it.
What wasn't believed, Carol?
That the RNA drops were not putting weight on people. $37 to the ounce, okay? And now all of a sudden, I got a pot-bellied pig that's trying to get out of my abdomen all of a sudden. I have a basketball, a beach ball that's just stuck right on my gut. And we said, okay, but it won't last long. When you carry on in a sin, that'll go away. And that's what's happening.
Did Katie get a pot? She didn't get anything. So she proved the point
lost,
that it's
she lost
not...
It. She lost it.
Yeah, I've lost 16 pounds.
Okay, good. Very good. Let's go into. I can't remember who this person is. Thanks a lot, Katie. Very good. Hang
All
in
right.
there. Maybe do
I'll hang out for a while.
That's nice.
Forget who you
That's
were.
Fun.
Who
was 973.
He did,
Newark.
It, he did said it was Newark. So that's who that is Newark.
No, I mean that's the place on their phone. You want to speak, Dion?
Tim.
Okay, Tim, you have some points you want to make?
I don't have any points to make.
Okay,
nice.
All right.
Well, no, hold on. We got some points to make.
Tim, Steve.
Yeah, we're gonna go Kobe Bryant on you. We got 60 points we want to get for you right now. 60 points. Okay, we got some questions. You're happy, basically, but you're not.
Yes.
And you like where you are, and everything's okay, but you're ready for a whole lot more.
Yes.
And you've been looking at how derivatives apply in your life and choices that you make, but you don't know which way to go, left or right, beginning or end.
Yes.
And you don't know how hot water works.
I may not.
Apparently, because, see, you don't even know that you don't know. That's even worse. So, yes, good. That's okay, because you get to find out, and that's fun. So, you got to find out the difference between water and hot water.
When you say hot water, what do you mean?
Still waters run deep.
I still don't understand.
Good. That's okay. You will. When it comes along, you will. Now, that was one. We have 59 more to go. Ready?
Yes.
Can you walk backwards?
Yes.
Do you?
No.
Well, you should, a little bit. And that was 58. Now we're going to go 57. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you like your car?
No.
Why?
It's not performing the way I would like it to.
Right. And you know why?
I feel like it's me.
It is you. And you know what else is wrong?
What?
Your fuel injector is going bad. And so before it clogs and messes up, have it checked so you don't get stuck. Okay?
Yes.
See, and that's preventive maintenance, because it's cheaper if you do it that way. Because if you wait, and then if you're stuck, then you got to get towed, and rah-da-la-la-la-la, and it's a mess.
Yes, it almost happened tonight.
There you go. Oops, there it is. Okay, so now that was 57, right? Okay, 56. You want to talk about something very insightfully private, and you get to bring up the topic? That way you can't say we did it. You want to do that? We will if you want to. It'll be fun.
Well, honestly, I wouldn't really know what to bring up because
let's talk about, if we're driving, then let's talk about what's going on right now. What are your desires? Tell us about your desires.
Well, for as long as I can remember, I would think that it's ascension. I feel like that's what I've been waiting my whole life for. So when it came along, it freed up a lot of things with me. But I just feel like there's more that I have to forget. So.
Now that's good, because see, the forgetting is a good aspect. That's a very healthy aspect. Because breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do.
I know. They're not lying.
Do you know Peter Frampton?
I've heard of him.
He was a musician, we think. A song you should look at is Do You Feel Like We Do?
I'm sorry if I'm taking up too much time.
Well, there is no time, so you didn't take any at all. Well, woke up this morning with a wine glass in my hand. Whose wine? What wine? Where the hell did I dine? Must have been a dream. I don't believe where I've been. Come on, let's do it again. There we go.
Just trying to loosen up, Tim. Will that make you feel better,
Peter Frampton one, Bob. That would be good. That'll help
you. I'm in you, the one that Frank made fun of? I'm in you?
Yeah.
Okay, but keep. I got to go get it. So you talk to Tim. Well, do 56.
Uh-huh.
Question 56 or 55. Well, I go look.
Well.
No.
We know right how to do this.
Are you bored? Tim, you bored Ion. He's not going
to. We know how to
do this.
We were considering suicide, but it doesn't do us any good. It's full keys there. Blow your damn brains out. We call it there. It's full version. Oh, no. And then it comes again, and then, okay. And then, okay.
So he's
54,
mind
56,
and emotion there.
56. So have you decided what you're going to do with it? Do you know what you want to do with it?
I know what I want to do with the car or my situation.
Yes and yes. That's 55 and 54, the situation and what you're going to do.
I would like to get...
Don't say it. Don't worry about it. Don't, you don't have to add it. We got you. We got your forehead. Bob's got you back, but we got your forehead. Don't worry about that.
Okay, I got
okay.
it. I got it.
Then,
here we
okay,
go.
Okay, now do it.
I'm in you.
That was really good, Ion. Yeah, I like that song. I don't know what Frank's got a problem with. Maybe just the lyrics.
That was great.
He didn't like the lyrics. Do you want to hear Frank Zappa's version of that?
Yeah.
Ion.
Yes, what? Hello.
Okay, sorry. Hey, Ion, we'll continue with Tim's questions next week. We can go to someone else right now.
So we got this. Remember, we're at 50, put it on the nose, we're at 54.
Well, I thought it was like 56 or 55.
We got 54. That's next, because we got 60 points like Kobe Bryant.
All right, so the next one is number 54. We did down to 55. Okay.
So, next week, hold on. So, what we learned so far, do it, go ahead, no, wait, check your account, reapply, open it, put all of it together, put all these things that are like, put them together, reorganize it, reconstitute it, and enjoy it. Got it.